verse 7. It says, though we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So that death worketh in us, but life in you. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving many redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, mighty God. Somebody say that with me. For my light affliction is but for a moment. It's working for me a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Hallelujah. Why we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Praise God. Somebody say praise God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. 2 Samuel chapter 4 says in verse 4, and Jonathan, Saul's son, had a son that was lame of his feet. He was 5 years old when the tidings came of Saul, and Jonathan out of Jezreel, and his nurse took him up and fled, and it came to pass that she made haste to flee, that he fell and became lame, and his name was Mephibosheth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh my God.
2 Samuel 9 says, and David said, is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul, that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? And there was of the house of Saul a servant whose name was Ziba. And when they had called him unto David, the king said unto him, art thou Ziba? And he said, thy servant is he. And the king said, is there not yet any of the house of Saul, that I may show the kindness of God unto him? And Ziba said unto the king, Jonathan hath yet a son, which is lame on his feet. And the king said unto him, where is he? And Ziba said unto the king, behold, he is in the house of Machir, son of Amiel in Lodebar. And King David sent and fetched him out of the house of Machir, the son of Amiel from Lodebar. Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was coming to David, he fell on his face and did reverence. And David said, Mephibosheth, and he answered, behold thy servant.
Yes.
And David said unto him, fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan, thy father's sake. I will restore to thee all the land of Saul, thy father. Thou shalt eat bread at my table continually. Amen. One more scripture. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 3. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 3.
Acts or Acts?
The book of Acts chapter 3. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. We see Peter and John about to go into the temple, asking alms, and Peter, fastening his eyes upon him, and John said, look on us. They gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth,
rise up
and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked, entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Just want to talk to us today. I know our service is a little different today. We're going to get to some other things when we're done here, but I feel the Lord leading me to do this right now. And I want to say that I have no notes, so this is going to be Holy Ghost alone. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just want to talk to us on the topic, dropped but not stopped. Amen. Say that with me, dropped but not stopped. Hallelujah. Shall we pray together? Lord Jesus, again, we thank you for your word. We thank you for how you speak to us today. Thank you, God, for the fight that we're fighting, the good fight. It's a good fight. And God, we know the end of the fight. We win. Lord God, because you have overcome the world, we too shall also overcome the world. I thank you for the privilege of overcoming the world. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for your people in this house today. Bless their hearts that they would hear the word, receive the word, and then go forth, God, to confess that word and allow that word to grow in their hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. All God's people said,
amen.
Amen. And again he said,
amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 As this story unfolds before us today, as we read earlier how this young man, 5 years old, and he's faced with this situation in his life at youth. Amen. It was not at birth, but somehow he knew how to walk before. But here he is faced with this situation in his life. And, because somebody got a little hasty in running, hallelujah, from the enemy. Mighty God. And we see where this nurse was carrying the young man the best way she could.
Yes.
But somehow in her pursuit to escape, praise God, she was dragging this young man faster than his feet could go. Sometimes in life, people try to gather you and drag you through life faster than your feet can go. Sometimes you're moving with a crowd and they're trying to get you to do things, amen, that your heart's not in it. Amen. You don't really want to be there, but you're kind of forced into the situation.
Right.
The Bible says as she made haste to flee, the young man fell. She didn't actually drop him, but he fell and became lame, and his name was Mephibosheth. But praise God, in a sense, she did not fulfill her obligations for this young man. She did not take care of him well enough so that he could grow up and be a normal young man. But I'm glad today that even in his state of being, he was not forgotten. I'm glad today that, praise God, David remembered this young man. Amen. As he thought about the Jonathan, the one that they had such a great relationship. And even though Saul was not the best kind of person in his life, he still wanted to reach out to somebody, amen, because of Jonathan, amen, his brother in Christ, amen. He was reaching out to somebody in his life. He wanted to make right for, hallelujah, Jonathan. He wanted to make right for this friend that he had, praise God. So David said, is there nobody left in the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? I want you to understand today, hallelujah, life might have given you a bad blow, and you come through life, amen, you didn't plan all the twists and turns that life has dished you out, but I want you to know you are not forgotten. God knows your name. God knows where you are. And even though you might be feeling inadequate, you might feel inhibited,
activity. You might feel frustrated as you try to walk, hallelujah, hallelujah, and live your life in this world. There is a place at the King's table. There is a place for you to come and sup with the King. Hallelujah. There is a place for you to find your God. Hallelujah. You might be dropped, but honey, you are not stopped, because God has, amen, removed the barriers. Jesus Christ, he saw us through eternity. I want you to understand, from the time of Adam and Eve, seemed like the devil came into the picture and caused us, amen, to be dropped. Dropped from the Garden of Eden. Dropped from our status of perfection. Dropped, glory to God, from our place where God could have fellowship with us. We were dropped from a relationship that was pure and holy. We were dropped from the place, my God, that God had designed for us to be everything that God had designed our lives to be. Somehow, amen, sin got in the picture. We were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. It left us brokenhearted. It left us, amen, hallelujah, handicapped. We tried to do good, but evil is always present. We tried to do right. We tried to tell the truth, but hey, oftentimes the truth became a lie. We tried, amen, to do the right things, but we end up doing the wrong things. Honey, that's because you've been dropped. That's because, amen, your status has not been what God intended it to be. You wondered as a child, how is it that it's easier to do wrong than it is to do right? Why do I feel this way? Why are all these circumstances coming in my life? Why am I failing? Why am I doing the things, amen, that makes me feel bad? Why am I involving my life with a family that, amen, doesn't seem to understand me? Why is my brothers always picking on me? All kinds of trouble in my way. Why is my pathway in life one that's so broken, so messed up? Honey, you've been dropped, but I'm here to declare good gospel news. There's a King, hallelujah, that has not forgotten you. He's looking through the corridors of eternity, and he looks into time, and he says, I can't leave my daughter alone. I can't leave my son alone. I see his struggle. I've got to make provision at the table for him. I've got to make provision at the table for her. And so God began to work out, hallelujah, his plan throughout eternity. He begins to work out his plan through the dispensations of human government and law and conscience and innocence. He began to say, is there not somebody left on the earth that has faith? Is there not somebody left, amen, of the house, hallelujah, of my son? Is there not somebody left that is willing, praise God, hallelujah, to come and sit at the King's table? I'm glad that, hallelujah, though you've been left in Lodibar, though you've been left in that place of an absence from the presence of God, hallelujah, you were not forgotten. You sought, you were waiting, and you were hoping that somebody would rescue you. Even though you were paralyzed, even though you were in a place that you couldn't help yourself. Listen to me, I was in a place that I could not help myself. I wanted to help myself. I wanted to be saved. I wanted to know that there is a heaven. I wanted to know that there is a God. But hey, I was handicapped in my thinking. I could not see God. I did not understand his purpose in my life. Though I went to church, though I sung the songs of the songbook, there was a handicap in my spirit. I could not attain unto God. I could not find my maker. I could not call on him like I ought to call on him. But one day, glory to God, somebody came up fetching me. I want you to know there is a zebra in your life. There's somebody that went to fetch you and said, here he is, O King. relationship with God. Somebody had to call your name and say, come on, go pick that person up. Go declare the word of God to that person. Somebody had to call your name, or you'd still be walking around handicapped. You'd be still in Lodibar. You'd be still in darkness. Somebody called your name. Somebody said, why don't we go down to that house? Somebody had to say, why don't we stop a while and have a conversation with this individual? The king said unto him, where is he? I want you to know the Lord is saying, just like he said in the garden, Adam, where art thou? He's asking right now, where are you? Glory to God. Where are you in your relationship? Where are you? Hey, man, glory to God. Hey, man, in your relationship. Hallelujah. 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 Pray with me, church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, the devil wants you stopped. He wants you to think it's hopeless. He wants you to think, praise God, because of your handicaps, because, amen, of your limitations. Amen, there is no place for you at the king's table. The devil wants you to think, praise God, amen, that there is no way out for you. The devil wants you to think, praise God, because you've been dropped as a child, that there is no hope for you. But I want you to know the king is still thinking about you. That's why he didn't leave you in your mess. That's why he did not look the other way. But he said, where is he? Where are you? Where can I find my son? Where can I find my daughter? Where are they in their thoughts? Where are they in their heart? Where are they in what they're doing? Glory to God. I'm glad he did not leave us, amen, to fail. But he made a way out of no way. God came to us in the form of his son, Jesus Christ. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seed of the angels, preached unto the Gentiles. He was believed on in the world and received up into glory. But before all of those things took place, the prophet declared that he was coming. Hallelujah. The prophet Isaiah told us, amen, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. Amen. Hallelujah. By his stripes we are healed. Amen. The prophet went on to say that the government shall be upon his shoulders, and he shall be called Wonderful, the Counselor, the Mighty God, and the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Luke picked it up and said, he is Emmanuel, God with us. His name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. The devil wants you dropped, but God says you shall not be stopped, because I've got a plan. I've got a promise. Amen. I've got a way. Hallelujah. That can make a way for your soul. I've got a way for you to be set free. Glory to God. I'm glad about it that he went all the way to Calvary. Looking for my way out, looking for my God. I know my mama didn't do everything she could do by me. Papa Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah has a way to bring you up. For he said we have this treasure in our earthen vessels at the excellency of the power. Somebody say power. Hallelujah. The excellency of the power is not going to be by my degree. The excellency of the power has nothing to do with my culture. The excellency of the power has nothing to do with my education. The excellency of the power has nothing to do with my looks. The excellency of the power has nothing to do with the car I drive. The excellency of the power has nothing to do with how many places I've been. But the excellency of the power is of God and not of us. That's why it's not about you. Hallelujah. But it's about the treasure. Somebody shout treasure. Hallelujah. There's a treasure in the earthen vessel that even if I come lame, he's going to help me to walk. The walk of faith. Hallelujah. Because I know trouble is coming. Trouble is with us all our lives. The Bible tells me I've got a few days and it's full of trouble. So let trouble come. But trouble don't last always. Hallelujah. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. Hallelujah. I might have trouble on every side, but I'm not going to let it stress me. Trouble might come on Monday, but honey, I'm going to play it cool. Glory to God. I might get hallelujah, perplexed, but I'm not going to be in despair. I might get hallelujah persecuted, but I'm not going to be forsaken. But there's a king thinking about me. There's a king of glory. And he says, honey, you might be dropped, but you've not been stopped. There's still a way. There's still a heaven. There's still a better priesthood. There's still a holy place. There's still a holy generation. There's still a God that sits high and he looks low and he wants you to come. Come unto him, all you that labor and are heavy laden. He said, take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You can run with Jesus because he's a good running partner. He wants to take you up a little higher. Don't be dismayed. Come on, just keep on bearing about in your body the dying of the Lord Jesus. For I must die, but Christ must live. Live in me, Holy Ghost. Reign in my hands. Reign in my feet. Reign in my heart. I might have been dropped, but I'm not stopped because I'll keep on pressing. Pressing on the upward way. New heights to gain every day. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I'm looking on to Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith. I know he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him. And he's going to present me. And he's going to present that which I've committed unto him. Faultless against that day. Knowing then, Lord, hallelujah, that death is working in us so that somebody can live. Glory to God. We got to die so somebody else can live. There are dead out there in their trespasses and in their sin. But God said, if you die, somebody else will live. If you die to yourself, if you die to your flesh, somebody else will get the gospel. Somebody else will hear the word. You see, as long as we're alive to our flesh, we're going to make excuses. But when we die out to the flesh, when we stay, hallelujah, hallelujah, when God, hallelujah, allowed us to be dropped, glory to God. Let's bring our handicaps to God. Bring our limitations to God. Bring our weaknesses to God. There's a place at the table. Hallelujah. I said there's a place at the table. Spread with love and things. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in the green pastures. He's got a place set for me. Lead me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. But yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. Why?